Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Official talks on the state's budget were pushed back a day after the committee negotiating the state's budget bill rescheduled a meeting set originally for Tuesday. Lawmakers on a bicameral conference committee are in the process of negotiating a comprehensive budget bill, and several meetings already have been rescheduled. At the conference's last meeting on May 27th, committee chair Representative Neil Foster of NOM said the committee would meet sometime in the afternoon, though he didn't give it time and noted the scheduling was subject to change. The next meeting was scheduled for Wednesday, according to Paul Labal, legislative staff for Foster. Currently, the committee is planning on taking up the Alaska Department of Fish and Game budget, but more items may get added as negotiations with the Senate continue, according to an email on Tuesday and according to a report from the Juneau Empire. Negotiations have already been delayed by deep divisions within the legislature over how to proceed with the state's budget. The budget currently allocates a permanent fund dividend of $2,300 following a formula endorsed by the governor. But that amount would require the state to overdraw the annual 5% of market value draw from the earnings reserve account of the Alaska Permanent Fund, a proposal with opposition in both legislative bodies and political parties. Committee members also intend to include a provision to reverse a sweep of state accounts at the end of the fiscal year, but that requires a high vote threshold. The vote to reverse the fund sweep and continue funding several state programs needs two-thirds in both bodies. No caucus in the legislature can guarantee that many votes. Looming over the process is a second special session called for August. Some lawmakers have said they're willing to compromise if a comprehensive solution to the state's fiscal deficit can be reached in that session, but have also expressed skepticism that it's possible. But several conservative lawmakers, including the governor, have given up the demand the state follow a formula put into law in the 1980s, and many veteran lawmakers have said there appears to be more willingness than ever to compromise. The state's fiscal year ends July 1st. If a budget isn't passed and signed by the governor, then hundreds of state positions will be cut. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services launched the Sleeves Up for Summer campaign in hopes of increasing statewide COVID-19 vaccinations. It's a community-driven campaign to increase vaccination rates, marked by events planned by local communities, business groups, and healthcare and community organizations. And the latest video from the Department of Health and Social Services for that campaign features Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor.
I wanted to get vaccinated as soon as I could so that I could continue on with life as normal. You can walk into Safeway or Walmart and get a vaccine, but what about the people that are homebound or are still hesitant about going out into the public? We thought, well, maybe we could provide a mobile unit. And we have all the canneries on the mouth of the Kenai River, and we thought our mobile unit would be perfect for that.
Chief Pryor told KSRM that the Kenai Fire Department's mobile unit will help administer COVID vaccines at Soldotna Creek Park with Kenai Public Health nurses.
We've got past the point where we had all of the mass clinics, and so now we're into that phase where we're able to get small quantity of people at a time. Ones that become eligible with the emergency youth authorization, and then also with the ones that have been undecided or finally decided they wanted to, which one they may have gotten enough information that they're comfortable with it now. We're trying to get that availability out there. So if people didn't have a chance to go to the clinics that were at like SoPrep, we're now trying to figure out, well, here's ones that people will be maybe coming to the Wednesday markets, to the Saturday markets in Kenai. The other groups, maybe the dip net season when they're out there, and provide it to them also in June 1st, you know, as you're aware of, it becomes available to anybody that's in Alaska. So it doesn't matter what state you reside in, we can get a vaccine to them.
Pryor's testimony follows a vote last month by the Kenai City Council determining that he was allowed to participate in the campaign. Before that vote in May, some council members felt that him participating in Sleeves Up for Summer would lead to, quote, trust issues. The Fairbanks City Council unanimously approved an ordinance to tax the electronic cigarettes and vaping devices starting in July. The ordinance expanded the definition of taxable tobacco products in the Fairbanks General Code, adding a new section to include smoking devices. Bookkeepers estimate the tax will raise about $80,000 annually. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.